This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 63 degrees in Chapel Hill, 62 in Carborough, also 62 in Hillsborough. Mostly sunny today. Nice day on the way. High today, about 90 degrees. Classes are underway now at the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, and with the start of a new school year comes the launch of the district's new long-range improvement plan, all centered around a new educational philosophy. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We're excited to have a new vision and a new long-range plan that will guide us for the next 5 years and beyond.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough Superintendent Tom Fursella. Developed after 2 years of conversations between administrators, teachers, students, and community members, the new five-year plan is comprised of 28 strategies to achieve 5 overarching goals.
And the foundation of this plan is all built around what we call a growth mindset.
The idea of a growth mindset derives from the research of Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck. In her 2006 book, Mindset, Dweck identified two opposing viewpoints about ability. On the one hand, a fixed mindset, which holds that our talents and abilities are innate. On the other, a growth mindset, which holds that we develop our abilities through experience and hard work. Most people believe our abilities come from both, to varying degrees, natural talent as well as hard work. But Dweck suggests that people who place more emphasis on the growth side tend to be more successful in life. Fursella says that insight has significant implications for education.
What this belief is that all children can learn at much higher levels, that intelligence is not stagnant, and that there can be growth, significant growth, of all of our children given the right kind of instruction, with effort on the part of the students, effort on the part of our teachers, and the right amount of time to learn.
Among other things, translating the growth mindset into the classroom means moving away from fixed labels like IQ that peg students as college material or not college material at an early age. Research has shown that those labels affect the expectations teachers place on students, as well as the expectations students place on themselves, and those expectations in turn determine how well students end up performing. Beyond that, Fursella says the new mindset also encourages teachers to move away from rote recitation and other top-down approaches in favor of interactive, student-driven methods that motivate kids not only to think for themselves, but also to become aware that they can.
What we're trying to do is to train our teachers to ask the probing kinds of questions, to get children to think, to have children challenging each other's thinking in their classrooms, so that they will internalize the fact that I can get smarter.
And since the growth mindset theory offers an explanation for why certain individuals perform better than others, Fursella says its use in the classroom could go a long way towards eliminating or at least reducing the district's much-discussed achievement gap between the highest and lowest performing students.
We think that with this vision in mind and this kind of thinking, we will see significant increases in our student achievement, and especially for our traditionally underserved populations.
That's a concern for all teachers and administrators in the district, including Northside Elementary School Principal Cheryl Carnahan, who says the growth philosophy will be evident in every classroom.
We will make sure that we're always using the growth mindset as our guiding principle to ensure that all students are learning to their potential. And we know that all students can learn given the right instruction and the right time.
Closing the achievement gap is one of the 5 goals laid out in the district's new long-range plan. The other 4 are instructional excellence focused on thinking and problem-solving, direct quote, a culture that encourages innovation and risk-taking, a renewed focus on professional development, and an improved system of assessment and accountability. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A coalition of education and civil rights activists says millions of at-risk students could fall through the cracks as a result of the Obama administration's decision to allow states to ignore parts of the No Child Left Behind education law. The Campaign for High School Equity says waivers have allowed almost 2,300 schools to shed their label of seriously troubled. The University of North Carolina's 5-year strategic plan took a big hit with the approval of this year's budget by the North Carolina legislature. However, UNC System President Tom Ross says a way in which the cuts were handed out would allow the individual campuses to protect their most vulnerable areas. North Carolina saw a permanent funding reduction of $115 million and a $64 million net funding reduction. The cuts also include the elimination of all funding for UNC School of Medicine. As President Ross announced, $15 million was allocated last year. President Ross says the fact that enrollment increases and building improvements were approved, as well as tuition hikes for out-of-state students being confined to undergraduates, all helped the budget struggle. President Ross released a statement of the budget. You can read it by viewing the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Events have been going on in the nation's capital and across the country to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. And, of course, you know all about what's happening here in North Carolina. Here in North Carolina, the state NAACP's Taking the Dream Home rally happening simultaneously in all 13 congressional districts tomorrow is coming to Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We hope to be, and certainly the NAACP is, a part of a continuation of that struggle, which started a long time ago and has made some progress, but still has a lot more progress to make.
That's attorney and activist Ty Hunter of Chapel Hill. He's speaking at the rally Wednesday in the Peace and Justice Plaza on Franklin Street. Hunter will be joined by other speakers such as former state senator Ellie Kinnaird, Dr. Bill Turner, and Paige Johnson of Planned Parenthood. Hunter explains this rally is also a continuation of the Moral Monday protests led by NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber. The series of demonstrations, which happened over the summer in Raleigh and then in cities across North Carolina, saw more than 900 arrests in the General Assembly. Hunter was arrested during the second Moral Monday on May 6. Thousands gathered at those rallies, and he hopes the same energy will carry over to Wednesday's event.
I think it's just very important that we continue. This is what Reverend Barber always says, that we are a movement and not a moment.
Hunter says his talk will center on criminal justice in North Carolina, specifically the repeal of the Racial Justice Act. The 2009 law allowed convicted murderers to reduce a death sentence to life in prison if they could prove that race played a major role in their cases, but was overturned by the General Assembly in June. Hunter says statistical data proves that it was necessary to maintain fairness.
So it's pretty outrageous that the legislature's reaction to all that is to say, well, let's do away with that. So we found out we had a problem. We're trying to correct it, and the legislature says let's get rid of it.
Other topics slated for discussion include voting rights and economic justice. For more information about the rally happening at 5:30 p.m. in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
One North Carolina abortion clinic is now closed for good. Another abortion center has reopened after both were cited for problems that led to the suspension of services at each location over the summer. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Service confirmed yesterday the physician at the Baker Clinic for Women in Durham voluntarily surrendered his license effective last week. The clinic already had closed its doors in early July after inspectors there said the clinic failed to perform quality control testing on patients who received certain blood testing. The Asheville Surgery Center, FemCare, opened its doors again late last week after regulators say certain deficiencies are no longer present. They said last month inspectors discovered problems that there were a threat to the health and safety of patients. Experts in government law say the chairman of the Watauga County Board of Elections broke no state laws when he asked that a stated discussion during a board meeting be dropped from the minutes. The Winston-Salem Journal confirms that UNC School of Government professor Freda Bluestein said the board can limit the detail in the official minutes as it sees fit. After board chairman Luke Eggers learned that a first draft of the meeting minutes contained a description of the discussion at the August 12th meeting, he requested that it not be used. Board member Kathleen Campbell said the parts of the earlier meeting erased from the minutes include her question on how much money would be saved by consolidating precincts, eliminating a polling location at Appalachian State University. The clerk for New Mexico's most populous county planned to begin issuing marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples today after a state district judge declared same-sex marriage legal. State District Judge Alan Malott on Monday ruled New Mexico's constitution prohibits discrimination, the basis for sexual orientation, ordering Bernalillo County to join the state's other two population centers in recognizing the unions. The decision comes on the heels of an order last week from a judge in Santa Fe that directed the county clerk there to begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. That followed a decision by the clerk in the southern New Mexico county of Donna Ana to recognize same-sex couples. But Malott's ruling was seen as more sweeping than the temporary Santa Fe order because he directly declared that gay marriage is legal. Local law enforcement says it wants you safe in public and out on the roads and recently stepped up its alcohol violation enforcement. Over the weekend, there were a number of underage drinking arrests in our community with the start of the fall semester at UNC. Public Information Sergeant for the Chapel Hill Police Department, Brian Walker, tells WCHL Police we're looking for violations this weekend with the return of all the students.
We do notice an increase in alcohol violations when the students return to town. So this past weekend, we conducted an operation with our alert team, the Alcohol Law Enforcement Response Team.
With many students returning to school, he says it's not abnormal for alcohol violations to spike and that throughout the year, the number of alcohol violations and arrests can range widely. Sergeant Walker says enforcement of alcohol laws is consistent throughout the year, but the police keep an eye out to address increases in violations.
We do see more violations of the ordinances and statutes at certain times of the year based on the students being in town, so we conduct some operations specifically to address that.
While the Chapel Hill and Carborough Police Departments may be enforcing the laws and making some arrests, Sergeant Walker says education is really one of their goals. He says letting people know what a violation is of alcohol laws, like having an open container, even if you're old enough to drink, is important for students to avoid confrontations with the police. On the Chapel Hill Police Department's website, you can view the number of arrests and violations that occurred. Sergeant Walker breaks down the charges handed out starting last Thursday.
Cited 12 people for open container, 25 for underage possession, and then they also had a public urination and a couple of other related charges.
WCHL News Time, 8:16. More news coming up in just a moment, plus WCHL Championship Sports. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Rand Northam's been keeping a close eye on morning traffic all day. And we got those school buses out there, of course. Lots of complications right now this time of the year. Rand, what's happening?
Well, we've got an accident on the Durham-Chapel Hill Boulevard at Mount Moriah Road. That's 15501 at Mount Moriah Road near that area. Seeing some delays caused by that accident, as that accident just popped up now again. 15501 at Mount Moriah Road. Seeing some delays, and that is an area that really does get slowed down by by traffic lights and things like that too. So, yeah. Give yourself some extra time if you're traveling in that direction. Also, an accident on NC-55, that is Apex Highway at I-40. It's not causing any immediate problems right now for I-40, but could be seeing some, as it could delay those getting on and off of Apex Highway and I-40. So right around that interchange could be seeing some slowdowns. We're still seeing that accident on NC-54 at TW Alexander as well. So give yourself some extra time if you travel in that area, or try to avoid the area if you can as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly, but some accidents this morning as we head into day two of the work week. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And so far as we know, no accidents involving school buses, anything related to our schools.
Not in this area.
Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools, or the Orange County School System.
That's right.
Things copacetic.
That's right. Moving smoothly.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill, Carborough weather, brought to you by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner, with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. 64 degrees in Chapel Hill. 63 in Carborough. Also 64 this morning in Hillsborough. Mostly sunny, high today about 90. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with lows around 67 or 68. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. About a 30% chance. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers. And the low around 68 degrees. So pretty good weather for today. Tomorrow, not so much.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM. Chapel Hill, Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
We'll talk about Coach Fedora's Tar Heels in just a few moments on WCHL Championship Sports. And more news this morning, North Carolina State Government's 10,000 employees at public mental hospitals, substance abuse treatment centers, and other facilities for people with disabilities will have to get flu vaccinations by December 1st. The new mandatory policy announced by Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Aldona Vosh also applies to volunteers at the 14 state-operated healthcare facilities. Flu vaccinations have been voluntary. Vosh called the decision responsible, pointing out it follows what more than 50 hospitals and health systems in the state require. Vosh says the requirement will create a safer environment for patients and staff. She says patients and residents are at high risk for flu-related complications. Worksite vaccination clinics will be held in the fall. Workers covered by the state employee health insurance plan get the shot for free. News around town this morning, the Chapel Hill High School JV football team will cancel his first game against South Granville, scheduled for this Thursday. The team doesn't have enough players at the moment to field a full JV football team. Now, Chapel Hill High is anticipating that more young men will come out for the JV team now that school is back in session. The school says it hopes to field a team for the rest of the season. And on a related note, for the first time ever, WCHL and ChapelBrew.com are teaming up to bring you live play-by-play coverage of two local football games each week. Last Friday night kicked off the action as your local radio station and multimedia website continue to be your home for Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County, and Chatham County schools. High school football games Friday night. Your local schools have never before received this kind of coverage. Each Friday night, you'll find a link to the games being broadcast by two separate broadcast teams at the top of chapelboro.com. In Orange, Chatham, Wake, Alamance, and Durham. You can listen to one of the two games on 97.9 FM WCHL and 1360 AM WCHL. For all the local team schedules, including broadcast plans, weekly results, and full game replays, you can visit the high school football page on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Let's talk more football, Carolina football. It's time now for the Tar Heels to get into action. Game time is almost here, just 2 days away. All that preparation has come to a close. On Thursday night, the Tar Heels will face off against the South Carolina Gamecocks. It's a monster mashup between intrastate rivals. Close to 85,000 people expected in the stands for that one. Following yesterday's football practice in Carolina, head coach Larry Fedora says the game plan is finished. It's time to throw his team into live competition this week in front of a national TV audience.
All right, Hayes in the barn now. Now we just polish up and, you know, game plan's done. Everybody understands what they've got to do. Now we just polish up and it's all mental from this point on.
Not surprisingly, Coach Fedora says the team's fired up for this game and anxious to kick things off on Thursday and make a big statement for the Tar Heel football program. However, the coach says it's important for his team to not waste too much energy beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's starting to boil up inside of them, you know, and it's now about getting them to game day and, you know, exploding on game day. So it's a timing issue now, just making sure that we save it up and we don't burn it up before we get there.
One of the keys to the season opener will come down to the big play ability for the Tar Heels. The wide receiver spot will be one of the spots that you can focus on. Coach Fedora says Quinshon Davis' emergence last season was a welcome sight and that he's made significant improvements during the offseason.
Well, he's a good player. You know, and a lot of those true freshmen, if you watch them as the year goes on, and they start getting more playing time and feel more comfortable, they start making more plays, you know. And he's a talented young man that wants to be really good and is willing to be really good. And so he just kept working, and he was more productive as the season went on.
Carolina does have some outstanding young players in the program. Despite the obvious stature of this game against a top-10 opponent that awaits Carolina in just a couple of days, Coach Fedora says his team really hasn't prepared all that differently than they did a year ago with the Elon opener.
To be honest with you, we have prepared the same way. Obviously, there's two very different opponents. One's in the top six in the country, you know, in the polls, and one wasn't. You know, one was a warm-up game for us, really, but we didn't prepare any different.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelbro.com. Of course, we'll have the game for you on Thursday. Game time, 6 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 3 o'clock, always 3 hours before game time, with countdown to kickoff, followed by the good sports with Art C and Bob Lee. And then we'll join the Tar Heel Network, Jones Angel, Rick Steinbacher, and company, and we'll have complete coverage of the game, including post-game coverage, right here on WCHL. Now, down in South Carolina, that game is a sellout now. Completely sold out. Tickets are already sold to the tune of close to 80,000, maybe a little bit more than that. Gamecocks coming off an 11-2 record in 2012, second straight year with 11 victories for Steve Spurrier's team. North Carolina finished last season 8-4 in the outstanding debut of head coach Larry Fedora. Over at North Carolina State, they're down to their final days of preparation for Coach Dave Doran's first game with Wolfpack. He's eager to find out how his new players respond to game pressure under a brand-new system. Doran said yesterday the opener against Louisiana Tech will give the coaches a chance to really see those pieces and how they interact. Doran, of course, left Northern Illinois to replace Tom O'Brien. He spent the past month pushing the players to learn more of the offensive and defensive schemes installed during spring practices. But he said he won't know for sure how much the players have processed or which guys will perform under pressure until Saturday, like Coach Fedora said. Throw them out there, see what happens. Hayes in the barn now. Love that analogy. 8:25 at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Hey, Anson, are we looking at an un-season for your latest team? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. That Anson Dorrance, 21, 25, 225, or however many national championships his soccer program has produced, must not be enough for him. Remember last season, he sent half of his roster off to the World Games as his own fall schedule began, and when they all came back, the Lady Tar Heels went on a typical roll through the NCAA field to another title. Well, the 2013 Carolina team is whole from the start, unless Crystal Dunn turns pro after she plays for the USA team in a September 3rd exhibition against Mexico at RFK Stadium. UNC has matches 2 days before and 3 days after that national headliner, and the way this season has begun, the high-kicking Heels might just be undefeated, untied, and unscored upon by then. They opened last weekend at UVA by blanking Santa Clara and VCU by a combined 6-0. But the score wasn't half of it. Carolina outshot the Broncos and the Rams by a combined 47-9 in 2 games, 29-1 in corner kicks by dominating the field like Dorrance's early teams that had cornered the women's college soccer market. Dunn drilled in 2 goals to break a scoreless tie on Friday night, and Kayla Ojai scored 2 while Dunn had a third of the young season, and Paige Nelson netted her first on Sunday. 2 shutouts in 2 games is pretty good, and it was even better that Dorrance played everyone on his roster for at least 10 minutes over the weekend. Guess the beat goes on. Next up is the Nike Classic on the Fetzer pitch this weekend, where Carolina and Duke will play Kennesaw State and New Mexico one night and swap opponents the next. This is a 2-game doubleheader, so the Heels and Devils will have to wait until their scheduled game on Halloween night in Chapel Hill. By then, someone may have actually scored a goal on the UNC defense, and 3 different goalkeepers Dorrance has rotated to this point. Meanwhile, have you seen these women as well as seen them play? Go to GoHeels.com, click on Women's Soccer, open the roster, and run your cursor down the list of players. An attractive woman's picture pops up with every single name. Where does Dorrance and chief recruiter Chris Dukar find this bevy of beauty, world-class talent, and based on their team GPA, smarts? I have no clue how you keep doing it, but carry on, coach. Carry on. This is our chance for you. See ya.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at FitchLumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
This is Mark Brown of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPA and advisors. Running a business requires wearing a lot of hats. We can help you plan and run your business effectively, from buying a business to the legal and tax structure to setting up efficient accounting processes. We help guide you through any and all questions so you can concentrate on what matters most, your business.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
Announcing Chapel Hill's newest eatery, Carolina 1663. Carolina 1663 serves contemporary Southern cuisine featuring old favorites with a modern approach. You'll love the farm-to-table locally sourced produce, dairy, and meats. And be sure to top it all off with one of our innovative desserts, 100% house-made. Carolina 1663, located next to the Sheraton Chapel Hill just off of Fordham Boulevard. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the full bar lounge at Carolina 1663, contemporary Southern cuisine.
We offer free head exams. we're sort of famous for it. People think it's funny when we say, get your free head exam. And it does sound funny, but it's serious business. Because you can lose your diamond if you don't do it. If you don't get your free head exam. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. Of course, the head I'm talking about is not the one attached to your neck. There are other professionals for that. I'm talking about the head of your ring. That's the part that holds your diamond. The head of your ring has prongs, and it has wells that keep the head attached to your ring. Those parts wear out, they get weak, and they break. But for you, you didn't get your free head exam at Grimble Jewelers, so you didn't realize that your head was falling apart. And one day, your diamond was gone just like that. You can stop that from happening to you. Just come see us at Grimble Jewelers. Say you want your free head exam. You'll laugh, we'll laugh, and we will save your diamond from falling out, and you'll be really happy.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, inviting you to a customer appreciation event this Friday afternoon from 2 to 6 at their Chapel Hill North store. Enjoy giveaways, win prizes, and learn how to save money on gas. WCHL will be broadcasting live at Cruisers. Good to go. That's Friday. Mostly sunshine today. High today about 90. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Already we're at 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, 64 in Carboro. It's going to be a very warm day.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. A denial flat out from Syria's foreign minister answering to those accusing the regime of using chemical weapons.
I challenge, I dare them to produce any single piece of evidence.
Walid al-Mulawalam spoke through an interpreter, and in Turkey, near the Syrian border, correspondent Holly Williams.
As the U.S. weighs military action in Syria, United Nations weapons inspectors are inside the country trying to find out conclusively whether chemical weapons were used.
But today, those inspectors, worried about safety, put off their chemical weapons investigation till tomorrow. A time frame for a military response is apparently being worked up at the White House. Correspondent Bill Plant telling CBS This Morning.
A short surgical strike seems to be what the administration is planning. And the timing will depend on when UN inspectors leave the country and whether the strike can be carried out before the president travels overseas next week.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 65 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz at WCHL. Classes are now underway in the Chapel Hill Carboro City Schools, and with the start of a new academic year comes the launch of the district's new long-range improvement plan, all centered around a new educational philosophy. WCHL's Aaron Keck has the story.
We're excited to have a new vision and a new long-range plan that will guide us for the next 5 years and beyond.
That's Chapel Hill Carboro Superintendent Tom Fursella. Developed after 2 years of conversations between administrators, teachers, students, and community members, the new five-year plan is comprised of 28 strategies to achieve five overarching goals.
And the foundation of this plan is all built around what we call a growth mindset.
The idea of a growth mindset derives from the research of Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck. In her 2006 book, Mindset, Dweck identified two opposing viewpoints about ability. On the one hand, a fixed mindset, which holds that our talents and abilities are innate. On the other, a growth mindset, which holds that we develop our abilities through experience and hard work. Most people believe our abilities come from both, to varying degrees, natural talent as well as hard work. But Dweck suggests that people who place more emphasis on the growth side tend to be more successful in life. Fursella says that insight has significant implications for education.
What this belief is that all children can learn at much higher levels, that intelligence is not stagnant, and that there can be growth, significant growth, of all of our children given the right kind of instruction, with effort on the part of the students, effort on the part of our teachers, and the right amount of time to learn.
Among other things, translating the growth mindset into the classroom means moving away from fixed labels like IQ that peg students as college material or not college material at an early age. Research has shown that those labels affect the expectations teachers place on students, as well as the expectations students place on themselves, and those expectations in turn determine how well students end up performing. Beyond that, Vercella says the new mindset also encourages teachers to move away from rote recitation and other top-down approaches in favor of interactive, student-driven methods that motivate kids not only to think for themselves, but also to become aware that they can.
What we're trying to do is to train our teachers to ask the probing kinds of questions, to get children to think, to have children challenging each other's thinking in their classrooms so that they will internalize the fact that I can get smarter.
And since the growth mindset theory offers an explanation for why certain individuals perform better than others, Vercella says its use in the classroom could go a long way towards eliminating or at least reducing the district's much-discussed achievement gap between the highest and lowest performing students.
We think that with this vision in mind and this kind of thinking, we will see significant increases in our student achievement and especially for our traditionally underserved populations.
That's a concern for all teachers and administrators in the district, including Northside Elementary School Principal Cheryl Carnahan, who says the growth philosophy will be evident in every classroom.
We will make sure that we're always using the growth mindset as our guiding principle to ensure that all students are learning to their potential. And we know that all students can learn given the right instruction and the right time.
Closing the achievement gap is one of the 5 goals laid out in the district's new long-range plan. The other 4 are instructional excellence focused on thinking and problem solving, direct quote, a culture that encourages innovation and risk-taking, a renewed focus on professional development, and an improved system of assessment and accountability. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The University of North Carolina's System's 5-year strategic plan took a big hit with the approval of this year's budget by the North Carolina legislature. However, UNC System President Tom Ross says the way in which the cuts were handed out will allow the individual campuses around North Carolina to protect their most vulnerable areas. North Carolina saw a permanent funding reduction of $115 million and a $64 million net funding reduction. The cuts also include the elimination of all funding for UNC School of Medicine. As President Ross announced, $15 million was allocated last year. President Ross says the fact that enrollment increases and building improvements were approved, as well as tuition hikes for out-of-state students being confined to undergraduates, all helped the budget struggle. President Ross released a statement of the budget. You can read it by viewing the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Events have been going on in the nation's capital and across the country to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Here in North Carolina, the state NAACP is taking the Dream Home Rally, happening simultaneously in all 13 congressional districts tomorrow, is coming to Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this story.
We hope to be, and certainly the NAACP is, a part of a continuation of that struggle, which started a long time ago and has made some progress, but still has a lot more progress to make.
That's attorney and activist Ty Hunter of Chapel Hill. He's speaking at the rally Wednesday in the Peace and Justice Plaza on Franklin Street. Hunter will be joined by other speakers such as former state senator Ellie Kinnaird, Dr. Bill Turner, and Paige Johnson of Planned Parenthood. Hunter explains this rally is also a continuation of the Moral Monday protests led by NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber. The series of demonstrations, which happened over the summer in Raleigh and then in cities across North Carolina, saw more than 900 arrests in the General Assembly. Hunter was arrested during the second Moral Monday on May 6th. Thousands gathered at those rallies, and he hopes the same energy will carry over to Wednesday's event.
I think it's just very important that we continue. This is what Reverend Barber always says, that we are a movement and not a moment.
Hunter says his talk will center on criminal justice in North Carolina, specifically the repeal of the Racial Justice Act. The 2009 law allowed convicted murderers to reduce a death sentence to life in prison if they could prove that race played a major role in their cases, but was overturned by the General Assembly in June. Hunter says statistical data proves that it was necessary to maintain fairness.
So it's pretty outrageous that the legislature's reaction to all that is to say, well, let's do away with that. So we found out we had a problem. We're trying to correct it, and the legislature says, let's get rid of it.
Other topics slated for discussion include voting rights and economic justice. For more information about the rally happening at 5:30 p.m. in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:39 at WCHL, 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, 64 in Carborough. Mostly sunshine, high today about 90 degrees. Nice day on the way, although a little bit on the warm side, but not too much moisture in the air. You know, all month long, we've been giving away gift cards. It is August Gift Card Mania Month at WCHL. August is almost gone. We got giveaways each morning here on WCHL. Between now and Friday, Friday will be the last one of the month. And this morning, I'm going to reach in here and grab a winner. Someone will win a gift card from one of our great area restaurants, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Pedro Grill, Spanky Squids, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. And our winner today is Catherine Kopp of Chapel Hill. Catherine Kopp of Chapel Hill is our winner. And let me tell you what she's got. She's got a $50 gift card to Elmo's. So, Catherine Kopp, congratulations. $50 gift card to Elmo's Diner in Carborough. Congratulations. There's still time for you to win. We will have drawings each morning all the way up through Friday morning. So, three more opportunities for you to win. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and get entered. Gift Card Mania Month, about to run out. Coming up next, we have today's commentary on the way from Jesse Ainslie as more about the Republican-led North Carolina legislature, and specifically Governor Pat McCrory. And we also have Adopt-A-Pit on the way. We have Sarah Fallon here from Orange County Animal Services with another great dog. That is next.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency, and instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, my 8-year-old son came up with this idea. Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance? All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession, it's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been the professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays. But not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal. Like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Good morning, it is 8:43 at WCHL, and every Tuesday morning on WCHL we have something called Adopt-A-Pit, and we have a variety of local animal organizations here. Today, Sarah Fallon is here from Orange County Animal Services. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron. How are you?
Well, I have a big smile on your face always. You got a great dog here. Tell us about her.
I will tell you. This is Dina, and she's a female pit bull mix. She's about 5 years old. She was owner surrendered because the people said that their landlord wouldn't let them keep her. She's a medium-sized dog. She's good with kids. She's good with other dogs. She travels real well. She knows how to sit. We took some pictures of her. She didn't want to stay very long for the camera until we bribed her with cat food, and then she gave us some real glamour shots.
Yeah. She's really, really cool dog, really gentle and really friendly.
I had no idea she could sit. We said sit, and she did. So I'm not sure what other commands she might know, but she is. She's very friendly. She's supposed to be house trained, of course.
And you said 5 years?
5 years old.
5 years old? Cool. Well,
I know. She's a brindle color, brown and brindle.
She is ready to go to somebody. She needs a permanent home.
She really does. And this last week is the last of our back-to-school special, where adoption fees on all the animals on our adoption floor are half price. And so, also, somebody has given an extra money towards her adoption. So Dina is $45.
Wow.
And that includes being spayed and rabies vaccination and first round of shots.
Wow.
And a health check, a nose-to-tail health check. So not only is she a good dog and already is house-trained and knows commands,
she's very healthy.
Very healthy, and she is very reduced her adoption fee.
Yeah, not bad. Well, how do folks find out more? How do they get to your website?
Well, they go to www.orangecountync.gov/animal services, and Dina is on the adoption floor in DA, that stands for dog adoption, 12.
All right.
And they can come by and visit her, or they could call the front desk. Our number is 919-942-7387 and ask about her. So we have additional information on her because she was under surrender.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we will have a picture of Dina on our website and on our Facebook page with a link to your website, and it will be very easy for you. Check into adopting this dog because she's a great dog and she deserves another permanent home.
Yes.
Not her fault.
Not her fault,
her
no.
Her owners have a new landlord, and, you know, so, hey.
But we have a good record here. Every animal that we bring in here gets adopted within a month or less.
I love it.
And so we're looking for somebody to come adopt Dina.
That's what it's all about. And I have a feeling she's not going to last very long.
I hope not. So. Oh, plus, I have to tell you this. Right after she came to us in July, she's been with us since the middle of July, we had some volunteers walk her, and she was bitten by a copperhead.
Wow.
And her face swelled up really big, but we put her on antibiotics and whatever you need, and she's back to normal, and she never even complained.
Yeah, she's fine. You never know anything happened. Well, hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
And
Welcome back.
We'll see you next time. Thank you very much.
Fine.
It is 8:47 at WCHL, 13 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to meet today's WCHL hometown hero, but right now it's time for today's opinion piece.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jesse Ainsley. In the wake of this summer's session of the North Carolina legislature, voters across the state are expressing their dismay at the actions of the newly elected Republican majority. Legislation from this session includes unnecessary voter ID requirements, a bill outlawing Sharia law, allowing guns in bars, a cap on sales tax for yachts and jets, and cutting raises for teachers. McCrory calls these new laws vital reforms. The result for Governor McCrory is a record drop in approval since the beginning of the session. Now, only 39% of his constituency approve of the job he has done, and the General Assembly's rating is a pitiful 24%. McCrory's apparent lack of surprise or concern about this drop in approval rating signifies a lack of concern about the interests of the citizens he was elected to represent. And here I pause, first to wonder and second to stare in awe at the monolithic ignorance of this group of legislators and the Ahab at their helm. This absence of consideration for the approval of his constituents implies a lack of interest in re-election or political clout, and no interest in his obligation to the state and its population. It is the question of duty and dignity that I would like to see addressed by our representatives. We, as a country founded on ideals yet unrealized, have an obligation to see them realized, to work for one another for greater prosperity and for continued prosperity, continued liberty for all. We must work to end poverty, homelessness, and unemployment. There are domestic works projects that need to be accomplished. There are almost 417,000 unemployed workers in North Carolina alone, and our government wastes billions on bailing out failing companies. It is out of a sense of duty to the people of America to employ them in accomplishing the regular working shortcomings of our nation and to compensate them using money that is currently being thrown at ineffectual systems. In doing so, we may also realize greater global respect, and with an eye on leading by example, a policy of peace internationally and prosperity domestically, we may realize American global dominance by consensus rather than might. The democratic process relies on representatives being held accountable for their actions by the people. When, in the course of human events, our governors cease to heed, cease to respect the will of those they represent, we as Americans, whose country was born in revolution against such governors, have a duty to demand for their removal, or at the very least, to demand some accounting of their actions. McCrory has offered none. This is Jesse Ainsley.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruiser's in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions. Since May, we have had twice the normal rainfall, and that is plenty of water to push many rain gutter systems beyond their limit. Whether your gutters are worn out, need repairs, or poorly designed from the start, Gutter Solutions can help. Find us online at chimneysplusgutters.com and protect your home from the ravages of out-of-control rainwater. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before have we sold 150 BMWs in 1 month. We want to blow that threshold away. Lease the 2013 BMW 320i for $319 per month. That's luxury and ultimate driving for $319 per month. Delivered with the performance promise. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3687 due at signing. Includes $500 loyalty cash and excludes tax tag and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of 36875 and selling price of 34250. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com where sales and service specials abound. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
851 at WCHL. One more last look at traffic this morning on WCHL. Brought to you by Legacy Investments. Attend a free seminar and group insurance programs for small business owners and find out how to save money and offer your employees better coverage. You can call 919-960-1547. Find out more about Legacy Investments. Well, things beginning to settle back down now that school is in session and all that kind of thing this morning and this week. A little bit different traffic patterns because of the school buses being out on the roads and everything else. So everybody kind of getting settled into the routine. So far, no major problems have developed as a result of schools opening back up with a fall. And things are looking pretty good. If you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. That's any time throughout the day. You can also tweet us at WCHL, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. So far, pretty good news this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, presented by Southern Season. Visit today to sample Southern-inspired flavors for a chance to win a $250 gift card during their special Savor the South event going on now at University Mall in Chapel Hill or at Southern Season. 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, 64 in Carrboro, also 64 in Hillsboro. A lot of sunshine today, mostly sunny, high today about 90. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s, and then tomorrow partly sunny, 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow in the upper 80s.
The Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness is seeking volunteers and donations for Project Connect. This is a free event that provides essential services to those who otherwise could not afford them. Volunteers can greet guests and assist with the event setup and breakdown. Project Connect will be on Thursday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center at 216 North Roberson Street in Chapel Hill. For more information, call 919-245-2496.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
For the past 40 years, Great Outdoor Provision Company has been North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert for hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fly fishing, and adventure travel. If you enjoy the outdoors, you'll want to join Great Outdoor Provision Company and the Banff Film Event, Radical Reels, at the Varsity Theater. Catch the best in high-adventure sports films on Thursday, September 5th. Tickets on sale and details at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Good morning, it is 8:55 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? What's the definition? Call right now. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Deb Eveland is one of the CAT team members at Independent Animal Rescue, and she's a member of the IAR Board of Directors. She's also today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
We try to help homeless cats and dogs in the Triangle area with the aim of reducing euthanasia and helping animals that are either in shelters, that are slated for euthanasia, or animals that are on the street. We take them into our foster homes and adopt them out. We also have spay-neuter programs. We have two of those. We have one for feral cats. And we also have a community spay-neuter program, which is for low-income families in our area who cannot afford to have their animals spayed and neutered.
There are no paid positions within Independent Animal Rescue, so 100% of donations directly support animal care and rehabilitation.
Yes, I started out as a cat foster mom.
Deb Evelyn wants you to know that she's one of over 100 unpaid volunteers, and they all love the animals.
I like dogs, too, even though I'm mainly involved in the cat side of IAR. I just feel like helping animals is one area where any of us can really make a difference. You know, there are so many intractable problems in the world. We may not be able to bring about world peace or solve the deficit or, you know, deal with any of those major issues. But all of us can make a difference for the animals that we come across in our lives. We can help get an animal spayed or neutered. If we see a homeless animal, we can try to get them into some sort of place where they will be cared for. It's just an opportunity to really make a difference.
Deb Evelyn says they're always looking for more volunteers with Independent Animal Rescue.
They can contact us on our website, which is animalrescue.net, and we would love to hear from them.
Deb Evelyn with Independent Animal Rescue. She loves helping take care of the animals and looking out for their best interests. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Dan Murphy, who called in with the word of the day. He got here first. Hi, H-I-E. It means to go, to travel, or to hasten. Dan gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services available now. Get your fall look for less. Carol Spangler of Hair Expressions in Chapel Hill has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years. Carol is educated in color, cutting, and styling skills. She prides herself in her cuts, intuitive coloring, and social skills. Get highlight, shampoo, style, and cut for half off. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather is 67 degrees. Look for a high today of about 90. It's going to start to warm up really quickly here. A lot of sunshine today and no mention of any rain in the forecast at all. Pretty good day.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.com.